And welcome.
You're
listening to Chilling with Brian and Chris. I'm Chris.
And I'm Brian.
So we're just here to talk about random stuff.
A lot of random stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's a beautiful sunny day. Let's start with that.
Yes,
huh?
It is. We're outside. Nice and beautiful out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Going swimming. Later on today.
Yeah, going swimming. Swimming's fun.
Oh, yeah. No, pool water's already at 80 degrees. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful weather. But,
I tell that story about Chicago police.
Oh, my goodness. Chicago police. So, yeah. If you guys do not have the Chicago police scanner.
Yes.
It is called, Police Scanner 5-0.
Yes. Yes.
And...
you can listen to Chicago police scanner.
It's funny as heck because... this one time that Chris and I downloaded it, where this naked guy runs out in the street. Now, if you're that naked guy and you got tased,
my balls are on fire.
Let me just tell you, I'm giving you a hand because you gotta have some serious balls.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, tase me, I got balls of steel.
Oh man.
Yeah, like. Crimes that happened down there
it's
unbelievably crazy.
It's absolutely nuts. So if you live in Chicago area, just stay safe and
well, then again, we are in Massachusetts where nothing happens.
Well,
not like that.
No, definitely not. But yeah,
Yeah,
so we're just here talking.
We're going to talk.
Chris looks this up, right? He's on the phone, and I guess some guy down in Florida got, like...
Oh, yeah, this was yesterday.
Yeah, this was yesterday. So Chris is on his phone, and he tells me, he goes, "Hey, Brian, check this out." I said, "What's up?" He goes, "Dude, some guy in, what was it, in Florida?"
In Florida somewhere, yeah.
Somewhere down south, some guy was trying to rape a freaking...
Rape an alligator.
Rape an alligator.
Let's say that again. Rape an alligator.
So
alligators do not have holes.
No, they do have holes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
my bad.
How are they going to
make?
My
bad. Yeah, but not big enough to put your...
They probably do. I don't know.
Oh,
my God. No, they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't have other alligators.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Alligators.
Sorry, my friend hasn't took the human sex class
Thanks,
yet.
Mon. Thanks. 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 Make me feel stupid on this podcast. I feel good.
No, yeah, you can do that all by yourself. Anyhow.
Hey, it is what it is.
Anyhow, if you don't love bacon, you're not a true American. You need to get the hell out of this country.
I'm just gonna say bacon.
We are eating right now.
Bacon. It's what's for dinner.
Jacqueline's beef jerky. It's not even beef. It's Jacqueline's bacon jerky. Now we're not sponsored by Jacqueline's. But Jacqueline, if Jacqueline's beef jerky, listen. Make more of this stuff and to send it our way.
Yeah, Jack Links, if you're listening.
We just love bacon jerky.
Yes.
We absolutely love bacon jerky.
Yes, bacon jerky.
But we're not, just in case you guys are listening, we're not sponsored by you, but we would love to be eventually.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
That would be really cool. But yeah, what else?
Well, we love sports.
Oh, absolutely.
We're diehard Pats fans.
Hey, Patriots.
For all you haters out there.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of haters.
Brady the GOAT.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, people are, like, listening to us or, you know.
When they listen to this, they're going to be like, yeah, I'm shutting this off. They're Pats fans. They're angry sons of bitches.
For all you Southern guys, we also like NASCAR. So,
yeehaw! There you go. I can't do it. Yeah, yeehaw, man. Yeah, the NASCAR. You know what I'm saying? We're not making fun of you. We just love your accent.
Oh man, a Louisiana. Oh crap, I love it.
But back to the naked guy getting tased.
Oh my God, that was funny.
How did he get naked to begin with?
Well, usually when people get naked, they take off their clothes.
Well, yeah. I know, but. What, there's a traffic stop? Like, the guy's naked. I'm just going to go tase him. You know? It's like, then again, it is Chicago. There's so many. Ugh.
Funny as heck. Yeah, no. Usually people take off their clothes to get naked. And
usually they do, yes. I've never been naked without my clothes on. No.
I'm freaking dying already. Oh, man. We just started this.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot more of these, which are going to be
Yeah, we're gonna do this once a
couple
week?
Times a week or once a week?
Once a week. We'll shoot it for every Tuesday. So every Tuesday around between 9, you pick me up to go to the gym.
Yeah.
So we'll shoot the podcast between 10:30 and 11.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's not like that.
We'll just start doing this for like 10:30, 11. Yeah. And we'll just come here because guess what? It's quiet and it's not
quiet.
The library.
It is not the library.
Let me just tell you, I read the whole Hatchet series.
Yeah.
All right. I read Hatchet.
I've never heard of it. I don't think.
Hatchet was a good book. If you ever get the book, definitely. I'm not going to ruin it for you, but yeah. I read the whole series, and it's really good, really, really good. Let's see. Well, let's see.
Jeep. We gotta teach him Jeep.
Jeep. Oh my goodness.
We gotta teach him Jeep.
So guys, if you have a Jeep out there, okay.
No, if you see a Jeep,
if you're driving in your car, and
you see a Jeep, you go.
Beep beep Jeep.
You just go Jeep really loud.
Yeah. What you do? Okay, so you're in the car and the Jeep is coming at you.
Yes, as it passes you,
you yell at the window Jeep and you go and you hold the E as long as possible until the end and go Jeep.
Yes, Jeep.
I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of Jeeps in Massachusetts.
Nah. Well,
there are more than you would think, but
yeah, we just
not
don't.
A shitload
have, yeah,
like
it's
in
not.
Florida or something.
Well, I mean,
like,
in Florida, you can rip the doors off and sell them for parts. I mean, shit, no one uses doors down there.
They don't use anything down there.
Air conditioning.
Yeah.
Oh man, for all the Florida people down there, I give mad props to you guys. I don't know how the hell you deal with the heat.
Yeah.
110, 120 degree weather. No, thank you.
Help me.
No, I'm glad I live up here.
I'd be
during the summer
every time
months.
I go down there, I'm baking. Like, I'm sweating like I got malaria.
I just hope this winter we don't get a shitload of snow. I hate snow.
Shoveling snow is the worst here in Massachusetts.
And for all you guys who don't know what snow is, it's the white stuff that falls from the sky.
Yeah, it's not cocaine, people. It's snow.
I mean, you could try smelling it, but it would be like very cold and very hard to do.
But well, it's safer. It's safer.
Definitely safer. Oh, my God. Oh, man. This is great. Our first podcast, and we're already nailing it.
Yeah, so.
What else is going on in the world?
Well, I don't know. This.
We like to make fun of stupid people.
Look up stupid stuff.
Which is actually kind of hilarious.
Like, I don't want to talk politics.
Well, guys, we is it still recording?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, listen, we do not.
Here we go.
We do
Florida
not.
Vacationers terrorized by flock of foul-smell vultures.
Fantastic. Anyhow, we do not talk politics.
We're not going to talk politics.
I don't vote. You know, fuck that shit, because then it gets ugly when you vote for the
wrong
person.
We're just going to be funny somehow.
Funny somehow? Dude, we're funny all the time. We don't even need to try. We're just
naturally
funny.
We're born funny.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, you were born funny looking. But, you know.
Oh, thanks, Mon. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Mon.
Stop saying Mon.
Yeah, Mon.
That's another thing that we like to do.
We like to say "mon" after every sentence.
Oh man, he does.
Oh, thanks. You're the one who brought it up.
Well, I just don't want to be like, "Hey, by the way, we're like being racist." You know?
Yeah,
we're not
making fun.
No, we're not making fun.
We love Jamaicans.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do.
Yeah, you guys grow the best freaking weed.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, you know what? I'm being freaking serious. Mm. It's worth the $30.
Yeah, I'm not the weed. I'm not a weed smoker.
I'm
not even a beer drinker.
I haven't touched a joint in 4 years.
Bravo.
It's been 4 years. This past June 17th. Yep. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, that was just me throwing a rock.
Yeah, that's fine.
What? Well, let's see. I like hockey.
Hockey's a fun sport.
I love seeing the fights. Of course, now I guess they like changed the rules about fighting and everything. It's like, oh, you can't fight on the ring anymore. So, topic. Okay, so topic. Ladies out there, all right? We're both single. We're not asking anybody out. We're not asking anybody. I do this. I snarl.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Ladies, listen up.
Do you like when a guy snarls at you, or do you not? I'm trying to get some pointers here. So, if you can just, give us, the feedback. My friend over here is dying right now. You okay over there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the snarling, that's a unique skill you have.
Hey, you know, it's my mating call. I'm sorry.
One more snarl for the ladies. There you go. So if that makes you horny, let us know.
You know what? I should... Oh, man. No. God. And Emily, I'm sorry if you're listening.
Oh, jeez, yeah, she's going to listen to this.
You never know.
So, yeah, if you ever want to give me a topic
to
talk about,
just not politics,
send it to us. Not politics, something funny, something happened to you that is embarrassing or you find funny, let us know and we can talk about it.
And if you ever got drunk and you wore your pants on your head, believe me, I've been there.
Let us know. Do not
have to feel embarrassed.
Yes, don't feel ashamed if you've done anything stupid while you were drunk.
Oh, speaking of being drunk, you remember that one year we got pulled over by the cops and we had...
We're not talking about this.
It's funny as hell, though, because I know. I asked the cop if he was taking those and if he wanted one.
Yeah, and that's a story I ain't telling.
No, that's basically the gist of it. Hey, we did not go to jail, we did not get arrested.
Remember your mom's... Okay, boyfriend.
Quote unquote boyfriend. So
I go and visit me and Brian. We go down to visit his mom this one year. So she lives in not a trailer park.
It was a trailer park.
It's like a trailer park with the houses and So we go there, kind of trashy, but she's a nice lady. So we go there. She's with her boyfriend, they were gonna get married that year, so it was fiance slash boyfriend slash dumbass. So this guy's Mike. Okay, so
yeah,
he's been drinking
and he falls down the stairs.
Yes. In the
all I heard, because I was inside.
Oh, I saw him fall down. It was funny,
yeah, you saw him fall down the stairs.
He's like, hey, watch this, and clunk. I'm like, yeah, that's funny.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, all I heard was, what the hell was that noise? Because I was inside helping mom out in the kitchen, and I hear, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, what the hell was that? And I'm
not
like,
just Mike.
And then, of course,
upstairs.
I peek my head out the door, and then there's Mike. I got this.
He just wanted to stop drinking.
Oh, that was funny. No, it was like... Okay, for you ladies who have, girlfriends, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, I'm saying girlfriends, hey, you're my boyfriend because we're hanging out. Like, you're It's like, hey, I'm going out to lunch with my girlfriend, you know?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. Like, your friend, that's a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, if you go out with someone and they act stupid, I would just leave. Like, fuck you, I'm out of here.
Yeah, well, that was Mike, and we left.
Yeah. I hate people that embarrass themselves.
Why not? We do that to ourselves all the time.
Yeah, but it's okay if we do it.
Oh, you just don't like it when other people do it.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh.
You just don't. Okay. Yeah.
It's one of those things, you know? Like.
Oh man.
Let's say we go to a really fucking place that you have to be civilized.
Oh. Okay.
And I show up there.
You have to be a human being.
Up there with
gotcha. You can be yourself.
With a shirt, tuxedo, and jeans, and I'm like, yo, Brian, what's up, man?
Yo.
Hello, man. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Hello, Brian.
I'm Brian's friend, Chris, here, and I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
I don't act like that when I'm around.
Yeah, people. It's like
when I'm around my friends, yes, because I'm funny.
You see, when if and when I ever get married, I'm not wearing a tuxedo at my wedding. I'm sorry. I'm just going to dress up in my...
Yeah, ladies, if you...
No.
What do you like? Do you like it when... Let's see.
Like, they do not like it when their husbands, like, embarrass themselves because then they're embarrassed and then it's just, it just gets ugly.
Oh, yeah.
It just gets ugly. I understand.
My wedding would be a shit show.
Your wedding... Dude, I'm...
I would forget everything.
Minus the food.
Oh, no, no.
I mean, lots of the food's good. I mean, you're good to go.
There you go.
Oh, man.
It's like you watch those movies where the wife doesn't show up and, like, and the guy's just stranded there.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's...
I, like, I love those movies.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, right?
You like horror movies?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I would want... No. Like, I like the old, like...
I don't do horror movies.
Like, I don't do today horror movies, but I like Friday the 13th and...
The Gremlins, that's not really a horror movie. I watch. I'm saying, like, anything with, like, two... Like, Saw, I don't watch.
Yeah.
I don't watch Saw. It just... I get nightmares.
What movie was that when Jim Carrey's watching Saw and he's like, oh, I just rip it off. Yes, man.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, he's watching it, and he's like, these guys...
Oh, just rip
it. Yeah, just rip it off. I'm like, oh, man, that's awesome.
Good movie. Yeah, absolutely good movie. Let's see. I think that's it. I mean...
I can hear kids in the background.
Yeah, the kids are definitely screaming in the background.
And it's not us.
Dude, if you have a high-pitched scream like that, holy crap. Let me just tell you.
Yeah,
you
when somebody peeks in and looks at me in the shower.
Yeah, well, you have somebody walking
no,
in.
No, no, I'm just saying, if that ever happened, but, you know.
Well, then again, oh, man. You know. Dad, get out of here!
What, you don't like the company, son?
No, that's my uncle. I mean, my uncle would do shit like that. You would just be taking a shower and he just like randomly walks in and takes a shit on the John. I'm like, what the fuck you doing?
I just remember, you know, Home Alone, when the guy's in the shower singing.
Oh,
so he records it.
Yeah, and then.
And then when the rubbers come and he's like.
That was funny. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's see. I like watching the PBR. If you don't know what that is, it's professional bull riding. I love seeing the Cowboys get all fucked up by the bulls.
Yeah. Oh.
I love it. Oh, love seeing
get
that.
Stepped on by a bull.
Of course, I love seeing like when JB Moody, that one year with Bushwhacker and JB Moody. Man, Bushwhacker was one hell of a bull. That one year where he won, I forgot what year that was, but that one year where he stayed on and won the World
PBR Championship.
Yeah, World PBR Championship he won. That was a good year for him. Hell yeah!
I don't like golf. Golf.
Golf is boring as hell. Yeah. Dude. Golf is like baseball to me. It like takes forever.
Like I would go to the shooting. Like I would go to like
it's
a
like,
shooting
yeah,
range.
He's winding up. He's gonna punt it. Putt it.
Yeah, but you gotta talk like this.
Oh, yeah, it's like, okay.
Tiger Woods is in the rough. Now he's gonna.
Oh, he gets it out.
It's in his backswing. Golf clap.
Golf clap.
Oh, everyone goodness. In the crowd is happy.
Let's see. Well, I do not like coffee. For all you
Me neither. Me
for,
neither.
For all you coffee guys, we're sorry.
Like, everybody that I know drinks coffee. Like, everyone in the United States drinks coffee.
I don't.
Me and Brian don't.
I drink tea.
I don't even drink tea.
I love tea.
I barely drink chocolate.
I fucking love tea. Love tea. Especially, peach.
The taste. I had a peach tea, I might be able to drink it.
Well, let's tell you what.
If it's a flavored tea.
Yeah,
flavored not just tea. A regular tea.
Oh, I have regular tea, too.
Like, I like
I
iced make tea.
It, yeah, well, I have,
It's just that, only cold.
I have, tea bags that you can also make it into not only hot tea, but you can make it into cold tea as well, which is really cool. Let's see. What is going on up here? Well... we recently had a tornado in, where was that? That was in Cape Cod. That was by the Cape.
Yeah, I don't think it did any damage though.
No, but still, it's still kind of scary considering the fact that was like only 50 miles away from us.
Yeah. Well, we've had tornadoes close to us. It just never hit us.
I'm sorry. It was 55.
Yeah.
55 miles away from us.
Oh. What's what? That storm that happened way back?
Way back? Oh, yeah.
When we were younger.
Yeah, this was 90...
Hurricane Bob? Was it Bob?
Yeah, I think... I don't know. It was like... It was one of
the big storms when I was like five.
It was like 94, 95 anyhow. Yeah. One of the back roads where we live got like massively flooded.
Yes. I mean, yeah, there's a... My dad has a tape of the flood.
Does. I've seen, and he put, and he spelled flood wrong. Yes. It says flood.
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 Gotta watch the flood.
Gotta watch the flood.
I thought it was like some weird, like, I thought it was like some weird monster movie or something. The flood. The flood.
It's like, it's like a Play-Doh monster.
Like, yeah.
Oh
man, yeah.
Play-Doh monster. That's gonna be that's gonna be our movie. The Play-Doh man.
Play-Doh man, watch out, he might eat you. Play-Doh man.
Especially when it's like brown Play-Doh. It's like he's gonna poo.
He's dropping brown Play-Doh everywhere.
You know they actually have brown Play-Doh.
I know. Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
Oh man.
You know those things you put it in and it like comes out like different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would look really bad with brown Play-Doh. Yeah,
the different shapes and stuff. I've done that. I used to work at a daycare center.
I know.
This was years ago. Well, obviously, I'm telling
yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes.
Yes, I used to work at a daycare center. Let's see, I was 15. I was 14 or 15 when I first started. And I came up with the name, and we did really well for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal was to reach our 10-year mark, and
so we got shut down.
Well, I mean, right? we didn't get shut down. Oh. We had to shut the business down because we weren't making any money. Without kids, we were not making money.
Yeah, without kids, the daycare is kind of useless.
No, but we weren't getting kids in. But for all you daycare teachers out there, I mean, and you guys are still doing it for like 20, 30 years. Heck yeah!
Props.
Let me just tell you,
teachers,
I miss it.
Teachers, I got to put up with kids like us.
Well,
like we were.
I was gonna say we're not kids anymore.
No, but we were, and
we were. Yeah.
Man, school was a bitch. But hey.
Well, back then it was fun.
Well, yeah.
Now it's like the kids are going
to
be
really
like,
smart now. And
no, it's not even just that. You gotta watch out for the violence and shit that's going on.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to worry about that back then.
There was only one bomb threat in high school that I remember.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't nothing. It was, you know.
It was, they have to take precaution just in case.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got evacuated, obviously. But
how long was Sandy Hook? That was a while ago.
Yeah, well,
that's what pops in my head when I think of that.
It's just so dumb that, like, you know, like nowadays, like kids like need to, you know, wash their backs in school, which is so stupid.
Yeah,
it's like
you go to school, you gotta have a fun time, you gotta enjoy your life.
Well, we did.
We did,
and our dads did, and our moms obviously, and everybody else. But it's like nowadays, it's like you have to watch you. It's like it's so stupid. It's like you might as well just homeschool your child. You know, take the kid out and just homeschool him yourself.
That's the safest way.
That is the safest way.
Probably not the easiest, but safest.
Well,
you could just, you know.
If anything, you could teach him how to bale hay. I'll teach him how to be a landscaper. I love landscaping. I've been doing it since I was eight years old when I first, I got my, actually, I didn't even get it. My dad got a ride-on lawnmower. And my first time using it was really fun. And ever since then, I decided I love landscaping. I love being out in the outdoors. I love hiking, fishing.
I love being outdoors,
yeah.
For all you kids out there that just sit on your Xbox, PlayStation.
Yeah, get off your Xbox. It's nice out. Go! Go outside! I don't care if it's raining. Go outside! Parents, kick your kids out.
That's another thing. When I was a kid,
my dad...
And it was below zero... Snowing, I would go outside and play football.
Exactly.
I'll go outside sled.
Who cares if we got frostbite?
When we had snow and school was canceled, we were like excited and we were outside. Nowadays kids are like, ooh, school's canceled. Let's go in my room and play Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Which we do play Xbox.
I was going to say, we do have an Xbox, but I don't play it as much.
Yeah.
I honestly...
It's just something to do because if I don't do that, I'm doing nothing. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, right. We are at a playground.
We are.
It's actually it's a
Not like we're looking
at... The playground is actually way over there.
Yeah, it's way over there. We're just looking at an empty ball
field.
We're
actually in a dugout right
now. In a dugout.
Talking to you.
We're talking in a dugout. It's a high school baseball field.
Yeah, it's a...
Used to be a Little League field.
It still is.
Back in the day, yeah.
Down there, over there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Still is.
Go over there. That one's the Little League. This is right here. It's just like the high school softball and baseball.
We're looking for a place, and we're like, we need a quiet place.
Yeah, and me going to a library, I think would freak people out if, like...
Yeah,
if,
we thought about going to
people that
library.
Are talking that I know, it's like, dude, Brian's in a library? Wait, what?
Or they hear our conversation, like...
Is he sick? No, like, I don't do libraries. I don't read.
Me neither.
You know, like, I
try to, but... It's like,
I read video games. Like, if it's something in a video game.
Yeah, there's
I read
a plot. There's plots and titles in video games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, man.
You play GTA a lot.
No, I don't.
Oh, you used to.
I used to.
You deleted it.
I did. I own everything in the game.
I know.
And plus, I'm sitting on like $3 or $4 million on top of that. If I wanted to, I could re-download it and buy the nightclub.
Okay, segment
time.
I'm
sorry, I already own the nightclub. I meant the casino.
Game of the year, you gotta get, is
Wreckfest.
Wreckfest
is coming out, and no, again, if you guys are out there listening, we are not sponsored by any of these people. We're not sponsored by Jack.
We're just giving you the information that we like.
Exactly.
Stuff that we're interested in.
Exactly.
And like, if you haven't heard of it, go buy it, because we think it's awesome.
Yeah,
we're not sponsored by anybody.
We're not sponsored by anybody.
So
we're just
giving
you
cool shit
like.
To talk about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wreckfest is a demolition derby / racing game. It's like a...
You can look up clips on YouTube.
Absolutely.
It's not out yet, but it will be.
It's awesome. Actually, it's going to be out next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yep, next Tuesday.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, me either. Again? It's gonna be my first game in months.
You can just sit and play.
Okay, I got rid of all my games on my Xbox just to make room for this game.
Just to wipe out all the memory.
I did. I wiped out everything. I wiped out all my games, and I wanted to make sure that I had enough room for this because I only had 15%, and I'm like, yeah, no, this is a big. This is gonna be a big game. Yeah. Let's see. We love watching Demolition Derby.
Yes.
I
went to one this summer. Yeah.
You just went a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yep. Demolition Derbies.
We like. We already said we like NASCAR. Oh, tractor pulls.
Guys
down south, hell yeah, I feel you on
tractor pulls.
I'm part redneck. I'm just gonna tell you that. I love duct tape.
He loves duct tape.
Love duct tape. Best freaking tool to have in your toolbox, duct tape.
We should do like a YouTube segment where I just wrap you in duct tape.
You know what? We should be on YouTube.
I know.
You know how many freaking hits we would have? Likes.
See how this goes first. Oh.
Oh, man, this is going to be great. Yeah, we'll see how this goes first. Mm-hmm. We'll focus on getting a GoPro later on.
Yes.
But, yeah, if you don't love bacon... You don't love America.
You said that.
I know.
We always gotta bring back the bacon.
I love bacon.
Yeah.
I freaking love bacon.
Bacon's good. I don't eat as much as you do, but...
Hey. I go to the gym. I need to eat afterwards. I'm gonna eat bacon.
Because
I know the next day I'm going back to the gym.
Yeah. You gotta work out that meat there, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see.
Ooh, Live PD.
Live PD. Yeah.
Which...
Going to your house to watch.
Half of America already knows about Live PD.
Well, I should hope so.
Actually, yeah. Great.
I should hope these...
Great weekend entertainment at 9, Saturday and Friday. Great entertainment.
Yeah, this Friday I'm going to your house.
Yeah. Live PD. We do a lot of
interesting things. I can't think. My mind don't think.
Yeah.
I'm not a good thinker.
Me neither.
I just do it and get yelled at.
That's why I just like, we should just wing this podcast and see what goes.
Exactly.
If people like it, we're probably just going to keep going anyways.
Yeah.
If people hate it and yell at us, we'll be like, fuck you, we're still
doing
it.
You know what? Exactly. Who cares? I mean.
I don't know if we can swear on this, but hey.
Hey, you know what? Who cares?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out as we go along.
Yeah.
You know, this is our first one.
Yeah.
What are we at right now?
We're at 30 minutes.
30? Heck yeah. Yeah, we're going to wrap this up pretty
soon.
Yeah. But,
it's a nice day.
It is a very, very nice day.
Yeah.
And Let me just tell you, if it wasn't legal running around naked up here, I would totally. This is that damn gorgeous.
We got two naked guys running around a field. Yeah, we need backup. They keep resisting our breast. Yeah, we need the SWAT team. They're really dangerous. Tear them! Yeah. It's crazy.
You sound like a broken machine gun. I just want to throw that out there.
Yes. We're funny. We'll make you laugh. We'll make you cry. I hope we don't make you cry.
Guns and ammo.
Guns and ammo.
He's coming straight for us.
Yes.
Jimmo.
We'll alliterate cartoons for you.
South Park.
Yep.
Freaking Apu. I didn't tell
Apu,
you.
Apu, yes.
You get out of my store, you fat man. You get out of my store.
Now stop eating my food, fat man.
Fat man, you get out of my store. That's my store, you fat man. This is my Quickie Mart, not yours.
Yes, Quickie Mart. We love Quickie Mart.
Oh, yes.
Quickie Mart. If there was a Quickie Mart, which I believe someone has built a Quickie Mart, but
yeah, right.
I would go there all the time.
Yeah.
I'd be like Homer. But I wouldn't eat their hot dogs.
what else?
Yeah,
I just like to say that we're not sponsored by any of these people. Again, if you guys are listening.
We're sponsored by Quickie Mart.
No, we're not sponsored.
It's a fake store, man.
I don't care. There might be a Quickie Mart out in the world that we don't know.
Yeah.
You can't be saying that.
Yeah, but still, it's, you know.
You know,
we're
I mean,
bullshitting, we're just talking about random stuff.
I didn't know there was this thing as the lucky ringer until I went to upstate New York.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know what kind of stores are actually real out there anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they might be fake.
Well, you go down south and you get there's a crap load of different stores and...
You know what I haven't
more
had
restaurants.
In years?
Ugh.
The Waffle Hut. Waffle
House?
You guys, yeah.
House, yes, in the south.
You guys need to bring that up towards, Massachusetts,
yeah.
You know, somewhere up here.
Yeah, Shoney's.
What the heck's a Shoney?
It's really good food. It's like a buffet type. It's like Golden Corral.
Oh, okay.
It's like Golden Corral.
We have up here, but like...
Yeah,
like
but
not,
like in Springfield.
Yeah, well, that's only...
Yeah, we have a Sonic up here too, but that's ways out there.
I don't know where Sonic is out this way.
Yeah,
know?
I've been to one.
We're in the sticks. Just letting everybody know, like, if you don't really know, like...
Yeah.
People think Massachusetts. They think Boston.
Probably Worcester. Connecticut.
Yeah, no.
No, we're in...
Connecticut. Connecticut's a whole new state.
Oh yeah,
man.
I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Connecticut.
But you know what I mean. It's around the area.
We're like 3 hours away from Connecticut.
Yeah. Oops. My bad.
We're only 20 minutes away from New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Not even.
Mm-hmm.
Like 15.
Yeah.
Because if we just keep going up that way, we end up in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah.
There, thank God.
No, right?
If we were in like Chicago, that car probably would have been a drive-by shooting.
All you people out in Chicago, just please do not come to Massachusetts.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh my God, my friend doesn't think before he speaks.
No, I don't. Sorry about that, people.
He's gonna get us killed before we do the second broadcast.
Yes, if you don't hear from us in another
podcast.
If you don't hear from us in another week, you'll know what happened. I'm kidding.
Oh jeez.
No, we're just having fun, you know.
Oh yeah.
What kind of
we love listening to the 80s and
90s. 80s, 90s
music,
old school hip hop, R&B.
Oh yeah, 90s.
Biggie, yeah.
Puff, Snoop.
Phil Collins, if you're going to go back to the 80s, 70s, 60s, I listen to a lot of old music. I hate today's music.
It's
gotten worse.
I love listening to Amy Grant.
Yes.
For all you ladies out there that love listening like Amy Grant. And
Amy
like all
Grant,
that, hell
Peter
yeah,
Cetera.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, Peter Cetera.
They did a duet one.
I know they did.
Yeah. I forget the name of it though.
Hungry Eyes is a good song.
Hungry
Eyes. My dad calls that song Horny Eyes.
Yeah.
I got
horny eyes.
I'm like, wait, what the fuck?
Horny eyes, there it is. We said that, ladies and gentlemen. Horny eyes.
Yeah, that's my dad. That's my dad for you.
Your dad's fun.
My dad is a blast, especially when you piss him off.
Mm.
Over the Xbox. My dad rages over freak. My dad plays Fortnite. Let me remind you, my dad's like 50 years old and he plays Fortnite. I deleted Fortnite. So for all you kids who are listening to this, I want you to find my dad and kick his ass for me. just for it. It's funny as hell.
Just tell you Brian sent you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. For
that'd be cool if kids like landed on this and were like,
oh hell yeah.
Awesome. Like, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
I don't play Fortnite. I think it's boring. I mean, they've ruined it. And
I never even liked it to begin with.
I don't really like games.
I just like the games you go in. And just
yeah, you
shoot
like
people.
You love playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, Call of Duty is fun.
Yeah, I don't like it when they complicate things into it, like Battlefield. They complicate it, like they make it harder, which is fine. But
I used to play Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
That was a little realistic. That was just too realistic. Yeah. Like buildings falling on top of you and like, whoa, what's going
Today's
on?
Today's games are really. We grew up where we had N64.
No, okay. Nintendo. You had the. Okay. I had a Sega Genesis, a Sega Saturn, and a PlayStation 1 and 2. He had.
I just had the Nintendo and the N64.
He had a NES. My aunt had a NES. I never had the NES. I never had the N64. But I did have the Genesis, and I also had the Game Gear. Yes, for all you guys who had the Sega Game Gear. Seriously? And that's my boss.
So, yeah. We're still here, and... Game Gear. I never had a Game Gear, but I had GameCube, PlayStation 2... You know, all that.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
So, he's just still listening, so it's like...
Yeah, he's still not feeling that. Huh?
Yeah.
He's feeling a little bit better, but we're gonna try to go through here.
Yeah, so, you can tell us what you like, you know, you guys like, what kind of games you grew up playing, or whatever, just let us know, you know, and we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's news is crazy. I don't watch the news. I stopped watching the news when, like, I've never watched the news. It's like, come on, all these stuff happening. Like, if something funny happened on the news, that'd be funny as hell, you know? Like, come on, yeah. And Brian had a phone call, so he's just texting me.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. That was a friend of mine. I thought I had to work today.
The Jetsons. My son's the Jetsons. I love the Jetsons.
Yeah, that's beauty about being on call 24/7. You just don't know when you're going to be able to get called in, you know?
You didn't get called in, right?
I didn't get called in, no. If I got called in, I would have been mad because I plan on going swimming. I don't want to... I love... mowing yards. That's not a problem. But when you already have plans of going swimming, you want to go to the beach or do you want to mow a yard? You want to go to the beach. Am I not right? I mean,
I want to go mow a yard.
Oh, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love landscaping. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't get paid for my job. It's all volunteer work. But at the same point, I love landscaping. I absolutely love it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Work is fun.
I mean, obviously, eventually, when I get my own equipment, whenever the hell that will be, I'll obviously make money, but yeah. We're
39 minutes.
Yeah, this is pretty good. Almost an hour.
Almost an hour.
Yeah. No, I thought I got called in. I'm like, oh, please, I don't want to be,
You should have been like, yeah, I'm doing a podcast here. You want to join?
Yeah, no, I don't think you want a 70-year-old man to be.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm sorry, he's 65.
That would be cool though if we can get like guests to talk with.
Yeah, and how? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
and how's that gonna happen?
I don't know, but it'd be cool.
I mean, if it's like a three-way, like okay, so like back in the day, you can actually like,
well, like
call in, like,
yeah,
like back in the day where you can actually, when there was actually a landline.
Mm-hmm.
It, for you kids who don't know what a landline is,
well, if we had the equipment, if we had the equipment, we could probably do.
I miss having a landline.
We could probably do a real radio show, but
yeah,
that would take a lot of effort.
Do you know
and
how
time
much money that's gonna cost?
And money, yeah.
This
is
hell
easier.
No.
This is easier.
Hell no. I'm sorry, hell no.
That's why we do this, and you tell us what you think.
You know what?
What you like.
For your topic, we're going to leave that up to you guys.
If there's a topic you want us to talk about.
For next Tuesday,
yeah,
between 10:30 and 11, we'll be on.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll read the comments, and hopefully you guys like this.
Hopefully there are comments. Hopefully somebody listens to this.
Well, you know, I mean,
if not, it's fun doing. I like it doing it.
It doesn't
it's
matter.
Something different.
Exactly.
You know? I like doing it.
Ah, what's going on?
It's not like it takes a whole chunk of my day. It's like,
psh, no.
Been out here for like an hour talking, and it's like, hey, this is fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd rather be doing an hour of this and jerking off in front of
the
Xbox.
Oh, jeez.
Just saying.
So that's what you do on the Xbox.
Well, you know, I'm talking to somebody on the other hand.
Yeah,
I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Creepo.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure there's people out there that do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
But I don't like today's games is okay. They're coming out with better games.
I just don't like technology. I hate having a cell phone. I miss having a landline. I really do. If I had it my way, I would go back to a cord phone that was like 80 feet long where you can walk around the house with a Rolodex.
Mm. I always wanted those old school cell phones with like the long antenna.
My dad had one of those.
And the gray, like you see on like Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, my dad had one of those. With the buttons, with the antenna, yep, and the big back. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember playing with my dad's.
Oh, did you ever have a Nextel?
The heck's a Nextel?
It used to be like when they first came out with the walkie-talkie, you can hear me now, commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had walkie-talkies when
me,
I was a kid.
Me, my mom, my dad, and my sister had one. And my mom would like be like this to it. And like talking like, and we can't understand her. And like, can you not?
Yeah, dad.
Yeah, my mom would like hold it like so close to her face and like, and she would like yell into it, like, hey, can you hear me? It's like, yeah,
your
God
mom,
rest my mom's soul, though, but
yeah.
I love my mom.
Your
rest
mom.
In peace. She passed away a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
It would be like 5 or 4 years now, but.
It's something like that.
But she knows I don't make fun of her. I just tell the fun stuff.
Oh my goodness, especially the home movies.
Home movies, oh yeah.
She could not use a camcorder to save her life.
Yeah, my mom was always all over the place, moving that hand.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
But she got it.
She did. She got everything. Literally everything.
Yeah, my family was like, well, the conversations with my grandfather, my grandmother, my aunt and uncle are like the funniest things. Oh.
Oh, I didn't tell anybody. I have a redneck uncle.
Yeah.
That's. I think that's awesome. I think everybody
should have a redneck family member.
Should have at least one redneck family member.
Yeah.
And mine will be my uncle.
Yep.
Yeah. Chainsaw in one hand, a freaking Budweiser in the other. Wrapped his arms around his wife and got married down the aisle. Yep. Seriously, that's a true story.
Was there a shotgun involved?
The guy who always throws the party and the
best man
the
yeah.
best man had a shotgun.
Sure you gotta do.
No, seriously.
Seriously, the father has a shotgun.
It was funny as hell. Well, I mean, when you have a chainsaw in one hand and a beer in
the
other.
It's kind of hard to have a chainsaw and a beer and a gun.
Funny as hell.
Like, if we were in Florida.
And no, we're not sponsored by Budweiser either, for all you guys who are out there.
So, if we were in Florida and we did this, we would be dead.
Dude.
We would be baking right now.
Bacon.
Baking, not bacon.
Well, you know.
I know.
Just saying. You can grill bacon on the ground.
We're out in the direct sunlight. Well, we're under a dugout, but we're under the direct sunlight.
And it's actually nice
and it's
cool.
Nice and cool. There's a breeze. There's a breeze. It's not dead heat like when you go...
This isn't Texas, man.
Yeah. Like, when I come out of the... Like, I go to Florida.
Hey, look! A tumbleweed!
I go to Florida to visit my sister, and it's like, you go out of the... You go out of the airport, and it's like... Dread heat. It's like,
yeah, no,
you
kidding.
Want you're like gasping for air.
I don't know why you go down there at the worst time. You visit during the winter.
I know
where
yeah.
It's like 80, 90 degrees, where it's comfortable.
Yeah,
not 120.
That was just that one time where
oh,
I wanted to see her. And
yeah, you saw her, all right. Yeah, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Drive home probably didn't help. The AC probably, you know.
I flew, man. Oh, from the airport. To,
yeah.
Oh, it was good.
That's ridiculously hot.
She has a Jeep. I got the ride in a Jeep.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is no doors, no top, you know, top down and everything else. The humidity.
Yeah, the humidity gets to you. Yeah.
In the 120.
That's because we're not used to it. We're from Massachusetts. We're not used to the heat.
Yeah, we are. We
well, not like that.
We got we reached 103, 104 mm. when I was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got sick.
Yeah.
All I saw was the humidity out my window. I'm like, oh, come on. This is stupid. I should be out there swimming.
Yes. Swimming's great. Swimming is a great swimming. Stress reliever.
Oh, tell me about it.
We get stressed a lot.
Oh, I don't. He does.
I do. It's I don't know, over the
little things, too. It's
weird. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
But it's just a nice relaxing. You jump in a cold pool and relax. You know. Never had that luxury before.
Nope. Well, that was only because you had a small yard.
Well, the yard was open.
It was, but it was small.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you have a huge yard.
Yeah.
At least you have a yard. My yard? Okay, yeah. I live in the city. All right, I live not too far away from here.
Yeah.
And I literally have a strip. Now, for all you guys who live out in, like, New York and, like, all, like, New York City and, like, Jersey, and you literally have, like, a little strip of grass, that's my front yard. You know, the rest of it's nothing but blacktop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Asphalt. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so we're just going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Definitely give us, like, a feedback of what you want to hear.
Yeah, what you want to hear, if you like it, you know.
And until next week, I'm Brian.
I'm Chris.
And thank you for chilling with us.
Yes. Thanks.